Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Meaningful People Podcast. This week, I sat down with Rabbi Yoni Fisher from Fisher's Yeshiva, and this was an amazing conversation, quite similar to, you know, the type of conversation I had with Rabbi Kalish. Of course, a little bit different in terms of content, but I think if you enjoyed that, you're going to love this episode. The conversation does not just end when this episode ends. There is a lot more content, and that is for our Plus members. So become one today at mmplus.org. You can hit the link in the show notes below. You hear five more questions from this episode. And not only that, we have a one-on-one basketball game with Rabbi Fisher on Meaningful Minute Plus. Don't believe me? Check out this short little 8-second trailer. Yes, that actually happened. I know. Well, thank you to everyone for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed this episode. And let's go keep the conversation going in the comment section. I hope to see what you guys think. Also, I want to thank all of you who watched, who loved, who let me know that they enjoyed Homeless, that documentary that we put out for Tish B'Av. Thank you so much. We hope to do a lot more like that. So I really, really appreciate all of you making it such a success. This episode is sponsored by my friends at Kol El Chabad. Yes, the Pushka app. Because before everything, you just got to go to this Pushka app and give a little tzedakah. It's so simple. Download it right now on your phone. Pushka.cc/meaningful and start giving tzedakah today through Kol Chabad's Pushka app. It has never become so easy and it feels so good. That is pushka.cc/meaningful. This episode is also sponsored by my friends at Israel Magen Fund. We have hundreds of people who have so far sponsored. They've adopted a soldier through Meaningful Minute over here. Let's continue. Let's keep the momentum going. What do they get? $180. You adopt a soldier. You'll get their name to daven for. They get a letter handwritten letting them know that they are cared for, they're being davened for, and a bag full of essentials, tzitzis, a sitter, and some tools that makes their stay in the army way more practical and simpler. And you can make that happen. IsraelMugainFund.org. That is IsraelMugainFund.org. Let's join together and let's take care of our soldiers and enjoy this episode.
First of all, I'm excited to meet you. I respect and I'm humbled by what, you know, that you're, you know, out there for the Jewish people and to be invited. And
well, I'm excited to do this as well. I've heard a lot about you. I think it's our first time meeting.
Yeah.
After interviewed Rabbi Kalish, everyone's like, okay, that's great. Now you have to interview Rabbi Fisher. Get like
that's yeah.
So I'm excited. So I like to generally just jump right in.
So we're rolling already.
We're totally rolling.
Oh, we are. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Yeah. So. What you've built is pretty incredible. This yeshiva, and you have Bachrim who are like really in a space of healing and connection.
Thank you.
I guess tell me a little bit of how that started, when that started, how'd that come to be?
Right, that's a great question. I mean, it's still like in process, I think.
Yeah.
I've always been involved in yeshiva. You know, I've always been involved in chinuch and I was in Shar Yashiv for many years. I was a Rebbe there and Leif Shlomo in Baltimore. I started that in Baltimore. And I've always like loved just people and Torah and learning and connecting. And somehow, I don't know, the last 10 years, I guess, Eretz Yisrael has a lot to do with it. When you go to Eretz Yisrael, like brings out, I think, like a deeper part of everybody because it's Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
And I think the last like 10 years, and I also believe like I think that like the generation and like what collectively, it's not so much like, you know, what I'm doing. I think in general, like we're in a time of like we're focused on healing. I think like old school, you know, was like, you know, healing. Like who's got time for healing?
Yeah. Like survived. No one's got time. We got to just stay alive.
Right. Right.
No healing.
Right. So I think that it's a very like, it's really just tuning. I'm trying to tune in like to me, what I need. And I learn a lot from the guys. I learn a lot. Yeah. I learn from the younger chevra, like, Because they're healing, they're trying, you know, they're trying to be honest more. They're being so much more honest. It's like very, it's it's challenging in a good way.
Yeah. It's a, I was by a hotel a couple of years ago, Pesach, and someone on a panel, which I was running this panel, and someone had said something along the lines of, this generation is a bunch of snowflakes. And someone in the back of the room got up and like really, it was like one of those moments where I'm like, I'm not touching this. I'm not saying a word.
Right.
And like the someone in the back said, how dare you say they're snowflakes? They're dealing with so much and there's so much struggle.
Right.
There are people though who do feel that this generation are a bunch of kids who they're not tough enough and they're not resilient enough and the smallest thing could set them off and they're easily triggered. And if you only knew what I had to go through, if you only knew what my Rebbe did, if you only knew, and like, it could be that comes from not a great place, but that is a thought that is out there. And I'd love for you, you know, you're someone who deals with this thing, this parsha of boys who are in that process. What would you answer such a thing?
I would love to talk to that person.
Well, you're talking to them right now.
Why you feel
no,
it.
But oh, they're watching.
Yeah,
them,
okay.
You know,
like, okay, yeah. I mean, I would love, I think.
It would have been fun if I said, yeah, I feel that. And we just like went gloves off the next hour.
I'll be honest. I've transformed because there was a part of me that felt like that also. I grew up old school.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up with you know, in a different quote unquote generation. I'm leaning away. I don't want to say it. I know this is going to be like something, you know, I'm leaning away from the whole, like this generation thing. I realize like, I don't want to like think in those terms anymore. I'm not there yet. It's like coming up for me. Like, I don't want to like, because I don't think it's true. Meaning obviously Chazal and Ruchnius, there's generations and Bechol Dar Vadar. And they say Amalek separates generations. I'm not holding to be able to explain that on a like a ruchnius sense. I think it's really about like tuning in to where someone is. It's not so much like this generation or these boys, like these teenagers. It's like us. It's all of us. It's all of us. People struggle. People have insecurities. People have doubts. People have hurt. People also have incredible strengths. People are amazing. People are resilient. So I try not to like categorize, you know, like this, that, because I think all that does is, it does two things. Number one, it's usually not true when you really talk to someone. And number two, it separates. It's my biggest thing that I say, and I'll say this every day if I have to say it. I don't use in my home the word Haredi, Dati Lumi, secular. I don't even think in those terms. And I think this is part of it. Like, you guys are this and we're this and we're that. I don't know what. They didn't struggle. They didn't. And you know what? I'm going to say something interesting. I'm just thought about it right now. The old school, maybe they had big healing too. I don't know. It doesn't matter. I'm right now, Yoni Fisher, right? Sitting, talking to you. Like here, I don't know. Right. How do I feel now? Like we were talking before, I'm a little nervous, right? I'm, or maybe I'm excited. Maybe I'm feeling honored to meet you. I mean, not maybe. I am honored to meet you. I'm saying, like, I'm sitting here. Like, this is beautiful. Like, so why does it have to be so complicated? Like, I think it becomes complicated. Like, don't do this and don't do that, and you gotta do this. Like. Okay.
Well, I think the criticism is to play this devil's advocate.
Yeah, please. Yeah, yeah.
The criticism is if we treat a group of young guys who are growing up a certain way, then when life happens, which inevitably will, they're not going to be equipped and strong enough to deal with the punches life throws at them.
Right.
So, you know, just listen, I hear the dialogue. I have a lot of conversations with a lot of people. A lot on camera, but a lot more off camera.
Right.
And I hear the feedback and I hear the noise. Right. And people will say, you know, so this kid just, a Rebbe looked at him the wrong way or something happened and now he throws off his yarmulke. Please, you know what used to happen to us and we used to be resilient and we're okay when, you know, the criticism and the concern that's had is how are they ever going to deal with real life? Right. If they're melting in such small small potatoes.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So first of all, it's not whether it makes sense. If that's what people feel, I want to listen and hear what they feel.
Have you ever heard that before?
I'm a little bit in a bubble that I've created, and that I live in a little bit. Like, I definitely, there's a part that I know is that, because I myself have healed through that to say that it's not like it's not what it sounds like it is. But I want to address what you're saying, because I think it's important. I think that success, like having a great marriage, having a great relationship with your children, having a great relationship with your wife, is important to be in the world of feelings, to be in the world of you got to do it anyway. Of course, we have to do it. I don't think we're creating people who are homeless people. I don't think people are not going to have jobs and be homeless because we're trying to be aware that like their needs that aren't being I don't want to say it that way, that we can address what's really in the room. There's an elephant in the room. Right, I think there's an elephant in the room.
For sure, but
not in this room.
Yeah.
I'm saying go ahead.
But again, like I think the best way to put it is I have a baby. I have a 2-year-old.
Right.
If I treat her like a 2-year-old when she's 6 and 7 or 10 or 15,
right,
I'm hindering her growth. Right?
Like if you treat her like a
2-year-old.
When she's a 2-year-old?
When she's a 10-year-old. Or when she's a 15-year-old.
Yeah, right,
if I continue
to
be very soft and give her not hard food and she's never going to grow.
Right.
So I think that's...
Maybe I'm not understanding. You're saying... Let me understand. You're saying there's a fear, there's a side or a fear that we're spoiling or we're covering
coddling,
up.
We're coddling.
We're coddling. Yeah. So who are we coddling? That's what I'm saying. So this is where I'm going to I would need to talk to the person, because who am I coddling? Meaning, do you know that he was beaten up? Do you know that he was bullied? Do you know that his father has an addiction? Do you know that his mother is a classic codependent and is a helicopter mom and has driven him crazy since day one? Are you aware that his Rebbe, I had a guy once who had an earring. And it bothered me, it did bother me. I work on myself that it doesn't bother me, but it bothered me. And he explained to me that his father used to pull him by the ear to come learn, and would make him meshuga, literally rip his, like pull his ear or whatever it is. So I'm gonna say grow up and do this and that. I had a kid who didn't wear a yarmulke. He had a lot of hair, and he told me, he grew his hair out long. He would never want to wear a yarmulke, and I had a conversation with him. Nothing. I don't think it was even about the yarmulke. And he said, yeah, when he was in kindergarten, his yarmulke always fell off. So his kindergarten teacher, I could cry saying this, his kindergarten teacher in front of all the kids taped the yarmulke on his head and taped it and said, you're going to wear a yarmulke. You're going to this. So that's creating weak. That's creating weak. So now you're asking, okay, being mechanech your children, Emir Tashem, when we give them the love and the support and everything goes, as... loving that, which is a job in itself,
yeah,
have a good relationship with our wives and to be a good father, to be a good husband. But there's a lot of hurt. There's a lot of pain. There's a lot of mistakes. And I'm not pointing any finger. I don't think in those terms, like they got to change and the system's got to change.
Everyone needs to change.
I don't know. Yeah. If I could say, I don't think anybody needs to change.
Really?
Yeah, I think everyone is beautiful. I think I got to change. I got to change. Nobody else has to change. It's one of my favorite lines, right? Grant me the serenity to change to accept the people who I can't change, the wisdom to change the people who I can. I'm sorry, I said it terrible.
It's 12 steps, right? This is
it's Al-Anon.
Yeah.
Hashem, but it's, so I don't even say 12 steps. This is for me, Ready? God, Hashem, grant me the serenity to accept the people I cannot change, the courage to change the person who I can, and the wisdom to know that that person is me.
Yeah.
The serenity prayer is just talking about change and that in general. Why do I love that? Because it's like everyone, nobody has to change. I got to change. I got to be more sensitive. I want to be more sensitive.
Just to close the parentheses on this, specific topic.
Yeah, yeah.
The way I view it is that there are members of the people who hold this belief, in my opinion, don't understand trauma. They don't understand the long impact it has. And it's ironic because I think a lot of people who do say this probably experience trauma themselves and never were able to experience the healing that you're offering.
Right.
That's I personally
yeah, it could be, yeah.
And it's I don't want to say it's jealousy, but it's like it's almost like a cry of like, I also was hurt and I wasn't given this. Right. I wasn't given this help.
Right, right. Nice. Right.
And so you have a lot of hurt people.
Right, right.
I think everyone is a little broken.
Of course. Everyone. Klal Yisrael, look what we've been through. You like live it. I mean, I live there. I'm saying you live it. What I think with me is I don't separate it. I don't separate the guy hurt. One of my favorite lines, hurt people hurt people. So whether you're 75 years old, whether you're 8 years old, we have feelings. We have emotions. I'm not talking about tzaddikim. I'm not talking about like people who are like, you know what I mean? I'm talking about like, you're a tzaddik. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about like people who are above, I'm talking about like regular people, mm-hmm. like regular, you know, heiligi yidden, but like who doesn't have something that they need to heal from? Who doesn't have something that they need to learn to be better at? A little kid needs to learn to be better at it. Just like doesn't matter if you're from Borough Park, doesn't matter if you're from Lakewood, doesn't matter if you're Five Towns, doesn't matter if you're Muncie, doesn't matter how big your house is, doesn't matter how much you make, doesn't matter it's not, right? It affects every person, yeah. every person. And especially us Jews during this time with the October 7th, what that's done to the generation, what that's done to all of us, you know, we do. I think we are. I said it last night. Like we are together. We are bridging. We're bridging. There's so much achdus. There's so much love.
So interesting, because I interviewed someone yesterday in this exact seat and he sat there and his whole thing was there is no achdus in Klal Yisrael.
Yeah, so I don't know who that was, but and you know what? I love that guy and I want to talk to him because I love him. Yeah. And there's so much achdus in Klal Yisrael. There's so much love in Klal Yisrael. There's so much diversity. And yeah, we need to do more. And we need to strengthen more, of course. I have a good relationship with my wife, okay? I want to have a better relationship with my wife. I, Baruch Hashem, have a good relationship with my kids. I want to have a better relationship with my kids. We have tremendous achdus. We got to have more achdus. We got to work on it. There's so much Torah being learned. We got to learn more Torah. There's so much chesed being done. We want to do more? Why?
I think his point was like, there's achdus in a, you know, like how they say there's no atheist in a foxhole. So I said like, where do you see achdus? Like he says, you see achdus in a foxhole. Like you see achdus in the hospital. You see achdus in a bigger colon room. But like, do you generally see achdus? You have modern Orthodox, Yeshivish, you have Tinek, Lakewood, you have Chassidish, Litvish.
I'm going to say something, but I don't want to make trouble for this other person.
He can handle it. So
yeah. Okay. I think it's all fake news, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I think it's, yeah. Can I tell you why? I just was blessed today. I went to, I don't want to mention the names of the camps, but I went to quote unquote, because I don't use these terms, right? Modern Orthodox, whatever you want to say, mixed camps, okay? I was there. The guys, I deal with guys all the time. These guys are the same as a guy in the mirror who is what? Because his yarmulke is a little different? Because he goes to YU? Because he goes to college, he has the same. I saw these campers and camperees, however you would say, a little girl camper, a camperette. How can I get closer to Hashem? Well, Rabbi, can I have a bracha? And I asked them for a bracha as well. I want to have a better relationship with Hashem. Well, what's everybody talking? I left the camp, two camps. I was like, And the girls, there were girls there. They asked questions after the shiur. Girls crying. How do I have connection? A girl came over to me, a little girl. How do I connect more to Shabbos? So this one wears this, dresses like this, and this one wears this, and this is categorized like this.
I think it's more interesting to really figure out why people feel the need to make the barriers and the division.
Because I think it's called the Yetzirah. Well, one of my favorite pshatim. Le'ilui Nishmas, my father, was his favorite pshat. Le'echad bilvad amad aleinu l'chaloseinu. B'chol dar v'dar amdim aleinu l'chaloseinu. Every generation, they come to attack us. They come to destroy us. The lo echad bilvad, the fact that we're not ba'achdus, that alone is amad aleinu l'chaloseinu. Oh, so you're going to say, oh, so I just said that ba'achdus. Yeah, we need more, 100%. We need more. But I don't. I think that when we start with the thing of like we don't have the achdus, there's division. I think there's one of my favorite lines. I'll give Mike Dube a shout out, one of my closest friends who we share this line together. Don't judge me. You're gonna love this one. Because it's true. Don't judge me because we sin differently. So deep. So this guy struggles with Shabbos, and this guy struggles with his wife. This guy talks. I always say that the cab driver. Aristotle is great like that because everybody's Jewish. The cab driver. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't. So good. He's not wearing a yarmulke. And he's not this. He's not that. But maybe he doesn't speak Lashon Hara. I don't know. I'm not a big person to be able to say this, right? I don't know who's what. I don't know what the Gemara says. El yoinim lamata, tachtoinim lamala. Now, I think maybe Nachid is what you're referring to. So people say, oh, so then, why are we learning? So why are we doing anything in a system? Chas v'shalom. The system's awesome. The system, when I say the system is awesome.
Which
system? I've said this, our system of education. I know this is going to sound like, what? How is he saying? Our system is awesome. Look how many yeshivas there are. Look how many elementary schools there are. Look how many, are there mistakes in the system? Are there teachers who are not? Of course, any massive community, any place is not, nothing's going to be perfect.
Would you say that a lot of the boys that come to your yeshiva have one way or another been burned by the system and it didn't serve them?
So it could be, first of all, I think everyone has been hurt by a teacher, myself included. And I think everyone has had good teachers. I always tell my guys this. I don't believe you didn't have one good teacher. A lot of it comes from, first of all, it's all neshama. It's very hard to pinpoint.
Yeah.
This is the problem. It's very hard. It really is. It's hard to pinpoint why this. You could have a family that has, you know, quote unquote, the perfect kid in this one. I almost don't know. There's unfortunately also if someone's molested and there's abuse and there's love languages. The love language, which is if you're not giving one. So one of the guys in yeshiva told me once as we were talking about the love languages, there are five love languages, physical touch, words of affirmation, quality time, gifts, and acts of service. So some people, they feel the love. It's not that you could know your parents love you. Everyone, I know my mother loves me, but my love language where I feel the love is by this. I once gave a shiur on it in yeshiva, and we were talking about physical touch. That was his primary love language. And he was from a family of all straight, you know, through the system, whatever it is, and he struggled with it. And he came over to me. He says, I copped. He says, Rebbe, I got it. What happened? He says, my primary love language was physical touch. And my mother used to hit us. And it hurt me so much more. Now, maybe his brother's primary love language wasn't physical touch. So maybe it didn't. So I'm going to say, oh, it's the system. It's the Rebbe. It's the this. I don't know. So Hashem made it for whatever reason. Right? That's why that song from Hanan Ben Ari, that song of Ani Cholem Kmo Yosef, Gamoti Zarku Labar, they threw me into the pit. Just like Yosef HaTzadik, just like David HaMelech, it's from Hashem. It's not like, yeah, do we have to work on our education system being better? Of course. I have to work on my marriage being better. Why is it any different? Nothing's perfect. We're trying.
If you're hurt or find yourself in an accident, which let's be real, it happens more than we like it, you need the right lawyer on your side. That's when you call the Rothenberg Law Firm. For over 55 years, they've been a cornerstone in our community, helping people just like you. They've won and collected billions of dollars for their clients. And the best part, if they don't win, you don't pay. When you choose Rothenberg, you're not just getting a lawyer, you're getting a trusted friend who treats you like family. They understand that a personal injury can turn your life upside down. So they go well beyond just legal representation. They will make sure your medical bills are paid by the appropriate parties and that your family is taken care of during this rough time. Everybody knows Rothenberg, so you know they're the name you can trust. So if you ever find yourself needing legal help, remember to head to injurylawyer.com or call them 1-800-624-8888 for a free case evaluation. Make sure to keep the Rothenberg Law Firm on speed dial because not every injury lawyer has the resources to stand up to the big corporations and insurance companies. They've been fighting the good fight for over 5 decades and they are not slowing down. I hope you never need them, but if you do, the Rothenberg family is there for you. This episode is sponsored by my friends at La Lechet. Yes, build your trip right now at lalechet.com. Don't want to be busy building your trip? No problem. You can go on one of their upcoming trips. Hong Kong, Morocco, Oman, you take your choice. They arrange these incredible, incredible trips with personalities like Rabbi Daniel Gladstein, Chani Gottlieb, Rabbi Nachman Seltzer. Yeah, go to Hong Kong with Rabbi Nachman Seltzer in November. Like that would be a lot of fun. Or let's say you're a gabbai of a shul and you say, hey, I want to take my entire kahila and we're a shul in Deal and we want to go to, I don't know, Morocco and go for it. Build your trip. Head to lalechet.com and they can take care of everything from A to Z. Trust them and you will go far. Lalechet.com, reach out to them today and you will not regret it. Have a safe trip.
What would you say? I'm like a Talmud Rabbi David Trank. And there's like the famous Trank doctrine, which is, mm-hmm. you know, just love them. And it was like, it was real and it's strong.
He did a great job. Look at you.
Thank you.
And your parents and your family. Yeah, bro, right.
But what would you say is the Rabbi Fisher doctrine? What is that look like? If you had to sum it up.
It's a humbling question. I'm getting emotional thinking about that. I don't know what's my be a good husband, be a good father. I just want to be good to the person who's right in front of me. Be good to me. Be good to Hashem, which I think is all the same. Like to just be good to my wife. To just really have like not in a quote unquote way, but like really like deep in my relationship with my wife. Deep in my relationship with my children, like to really be there for my children, to really be there for who the mashulach who knocks at the door when I always say, it's one of my favorite lines, it's never a good time for a mashulach to come. And to like open the door and just like, even if you can't give them the money, just give them a hug inside your heart. Hug them with inside. It doesn't have to be a physical. You just be like, wow. And sometimes it's hard. I got to go. I got to this. But you could still be nice. Yigeres HaRamban. To live by. Tisnayeg L'daberim Kol Echad. I think so. And I think that includes Hashem. People get nervous. Like, Hashem. Like, Hashem, don't worry. That's also like, right? You've heard that one, I'm sure. Like, don't push Hashem into your children's hearts, bring them into your heart. And if Hashem is there, he'll find them. And it's, I think, with all of us. Like, we don't have to be the greatest kiruv is just to be, like, be kind.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. And there's a line I saw that's also one of your favorite lines. I think we're up to like 6 favorite lines already. So we have a lot of favorite lines. This one says, Everyone wants to move on from their issues. Oh, I tell them to move in.
That was a matana from Hashem.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, I like that also. I like that. That's from the guys.
It's so funny because like you hear it a lot. Like,
right. Just move on. Just move on. Right. I'm telling you, it's so, because the irony is when you move in, and it's like that as we're talking, like your home. When you're home, I don't know about anybody else. I say this in Shalom Bias. I give a Shalom Bias Zoom shiur every week, a lot of guys, Baruch Hashem, join. We have like the guys, we have also the wives join like once a month. And I this is the question I ask, like you have a long day. It's a busy day. We're all working hard. We're all hard workers. Like, how could it be I come home to my like home? And like, it's not the deepest loving, and it's hard. I don't say that it's easy, but that's where I want that's the source. That's where I want my love to then overflow into the outside. And I really feel bad. And I don't mean to say this in this way. Like, I don't know how people do it when they work hard and they have the thing and they come home and there's strife. It's hard. And I think it's so, like, I want to share my, you know, room, my bedroom, my, you know, with someone who I love, someone who I work with, and my dining room table, and this with my family, with my kids. And then, okay, then this is great. Let's then, you know, overflow. Like if I can't text my wife, you know, I haven't spoken to my wife, I'm back and forth, but like, I keep on sending her and she's sending to me. I'm not like I really just, you know, I'm not a newlywed, but I am a newlywed. I'm married over 30 years, but it's like building. I think that I would say maybe a little bit of my like a main, you know, the main thing. I don't know if you heard that line. The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. If that's main, you're good. You're good because the parnassa will be with the parnassa, the kids will be with the kids, blah blah. But you have that deep relationship, and it's hard. It's a man and a woman. Don't get me started with Shalom Bayis. That's like, wow. I'm like, that's a whole.
It's something that is. I don't know if the divorce rate is higher nowadays than it was. I don't know like the statistics about that, but especially I think we've definitely seen more within the first 6 months of marriage divorces than ever before.
Yeah, right.
That is like people are scratching their head like, well, what is going on? You know, a guy gets married and 6 months later he's not married anymore. What do you attribute that to?
I think it's the moving on, not the moving in. Because I don't know how to move in. I don't know how to listen. Oh, listen to this line. I just made this up last night. I'm not sharing it just because I made it up. It was a matana from Hashem. I don't have it exactly clear, but it will relate to what I wrote it down. I sent it out to, here it is. Am I a good listener? Or maybe I'm just afraid to talk. Am I talking because I have so much to say or so many good things to say? Or I just am not so good at listening?
Right.
So I was thinking like when you get married, that's what happens. A person gets married, like, so you're in yeshiva, you're this, you're cool, you're that, you're whatever you are, the shever, blah, 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 blah. And then it's like, I don't know how to have a relationship because maybe my mother never had a relationship with me. I don't know how to listen. I don't know how this. And then it's like, oh, she wants me to listen so much. She wants me this, blah, blah. We got to go to therapy. What's wrong with me? It's her, but I don't have to tell you. We could, I think it's not, and again, it's not because there's something, someone's worse. No one's worse. It's not like, well, our generation, we were able to stick through things. So to that voice, can I just say something? I don't think you guys had the best marriages. I think it was a little bit old school. Dad went to work and mom cooked the dinner, and that's great. And I'm not saying people didn't have beautiful relationships, but I don't know if that's the best relationship. I don't want to separate, but I think you hear what I'm saying. Like, yeah. And I think that's hard. I think we got to, that is one thing. I think we have to listen, you get a lot of credit for this, to spread that out, that we all have to, there's a lot we have to do. We have to strengthen our school systems and people who are steiging and learning and that. And then we have to strengthen our emotional relationships as well. That's what I think I like. I don't think it's like an either or. I don't think it's like they're doing it right and they're doing it wrong. I think we're all doing things right. Don't judge me because we sin differently. When you give a kid, like you were saying, if you treat your kid and you let him off the hook for everything, then yeah, then that's not good. But if you keep him on the hook for everything, that's also not good. to have that balance, to have that, you know, and I say, like, not, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be perfect. Perfect. Who's going to be perfect? But I was just at a chasana this week. Dovi Bodner made a wedding with Rabbi Cinnamon. And I was at the wedding and there was like, it was a massive wedding, a very Torah-dik, yeshivish wedding. If that's, I said I might stop even with that word, because I don't even know what that means, but you know what I mean? You, for the time being, you know, it was Torah dripping with dancing, yeshiva bachram, like dancing. It was in the atrium. It was like you felt the floor, thousands. I was singing with music and I was crying. And I was standing by the side. I was sitting by the side watching 2025. 95% of the people there probably don't have smartphones. 95% of the people there have no, are those yeshivish people, whatever it is, who are made, right? And I'm like, this is gorgeous. This is beautiful. This is beautiful. Now, are there things that someone might be missing in that big thing? Of course. And then if you go to a wedding where they're, you know, listening to a DJ going like that and whatever, okay, that might be great also. But I'm saying they might be missing something. And when we join together, we all learn from each other. I can learn what it is to not have a smartphone and to actually like walk and not, you know, go like that on my phone, whatever. Have one of these flip phones. There are a lot of benefits to that. Plus a lot of benefits to being able to watch you and to hear and to get out there and to hear things and to be exposed to that. That's also right. Very positive.
What would you say is, in your memory, the most impactful or memorable story or encounter you've had with a student of yours?
Wow.
I know one just jumped to the top of your head. Always does.
Yeah. What was like impactful? I have so many of them, but one did jump to my head.
Care to share?
Yeah. It was impactful, this. The problem is I got so many that just came up, but I should go with the first one, right? I was actually just recently with him and I told him that he just had a child recently. He's married, Baruch Hashem. I remember him sitting in my office and he broke down. And he broke down and he said, I can't like lie to myself anymore. You know, he was struggling with smoking, with different stuff, not crazy, not so crazy, but just like very like together guy, very together on the outside and loved by all. And he knew how to talk the talk. His walking the walk was a little bit harder, like I think all of us have, but he was able to talk the talk and he like sort of like had it together. And then he came to my office one time and just broke down and said like I need help, but I don't know why I'm. Whew. He said like I think I know why I'm getting emotional. He said like I need help, and like it was in a deeper way, like I really need help. You know, sometimes people think to break. Maybe that's why I think I got emotional. People think like to come over and say I need help. It means you're on heroin or you're an addict. And then you're going to open up to your Rebbe or your mentor or your wife or your spouse, and you're going to break down and say, save me, save me. Sometimes the subtle, I need help, like is so much deeper. It's like that line of the enemy of the good of great is not bad. The enemy of, I'm probably messed this up, is the good.
Yeah. Perfection is the enemy of good. Yeah.
Right. So what does that mean? It means that I'm either okay or I need help. How about me admitting to myself, I need help. Like I need help. I need a lot of help, like with different things. And so when he said that to me, it wasn't coming from like, you know, okay, it's clear, you know, like it came from a place of like, I like sort of am letting go. and I need you to hold
me. He's like done talking the talk and everything.
Right, right, right. Like I need you to hold, I need you to like be, I need you to hold me. I think that's what it is. I think that's a little bit like what we started with Nachi, a little bit like that weakness of like, you know, I need someone to lean on. I think that that's what we're, I think that's what I, you know what, I could just talk for myself. I think that's the world of codependence. I don't know if you know that I love talking about codependence, you know, because it's a lot of that, like where I can't ask for someone to be there for me. You know, I say that that's what therapy, what therapy did for me was more that I was able to just have someone. It wasn't so much like the techniques and the, which I did also, like, you know, IFS or models, you know, modals of inner child and EMDR, or, you know, like really those were great also. Also, that was a part of it, but it was really just building a relationship with somebody where I could talk about my day. It's like so like underrated. It's like that's where like Shalom Bias people think, like I don't have to, you know, go to Hawaii and go do this, and we make it so complicated. I don't think it's complicated. I really don't think. I think it's like I came home from a long day, like you know, and it's hard. I didn't say it's not hard.
Right.
And listening and giving your heart and holding, I think those are, I think that's why I got emotional to think like a 20-year-old kid coming and having the humility to reach out. I want to learn to do that more. Say, yeah. Could you help me with that?
Quick word for my friends at Town Appliance. Some of you have messaged me. Yeah, you, Ari. I know you messaged me. You're like, I was dreaming about a Weber grill because of your ad read last week. Well, let me tell you something. That wasn't an ad read. That's a way of life. I actually sometimes dream of Weber grills, but not just any Weber grill, a Weber grill that I get on townappliance.com because that's the place you get at the best price. You know, summer savings are beginning. The grill season is kicking off and you want to make sure you are covered. Yeah, that grill that's been sitting in your backyard since 2007. The food that you're making isn't bad. I think it's the grill. I think it's the grill. You're Craig, you're Jewish, you're a chef, you know how to smoke meat. You live in Tom's River, of course you know how to smoke meat. Well, maybe it's the grill. Blame the equipment. So go to townappliance.com. Get the perfect equipment that you need, whether it's inside your kitchen, whether you're doing a new construction, or you're just trying to get a new outdoor situation, maybe some furniture, maybe a grill, maybe some kitchen appliances. The food ain't bad, the grill is. Get a new one, townappliance.com. We'll be back to this episode of Quick Word, my friends, at NRS Pay. You know, if you own a business, you understand that most people are paying with credit card nowadays. And the one thing as a business owner that you don't want to deal with are those hidden fees. You know, shady stuff goes on in this industry and you don't want any part of that. No hidden fees, no long-term contracts, no early termination fees. Work with NRS Pay. I personally know them. They are an honest, reputable company in this industry. Whether you choose their clean rate or cash discount plan, they will take care of you. No shenanigans, no hidden fees, no long-term contracts. You don't have to worry about that stuff when you're working with NRS Pay. So right now, head to their website, nrspay.com. That is nrspay.com. Hit the link in the show notes below. Oh, also, you need cash for your business, whether it's $2,500 or $500,000, NRS funding can help you with that. It all starts by going to nrspay.com. That is nrspay.com.
Your position, it requires you to carry a lot of pain, a lot of heartbreak, a lot of brokenness. Yeah. Is there ever a moment that you kind of like doubted or rethought your entire track of like, why am I in this? Why am I doing this? Let me just go learn at Kollel and no one bother me. I don't know if I'm wording it the right way, but just like great. you wanted to just run away from it all.
I was excited. One of the reasons I'm going to answer the question, I don't know if I'll answer the question, but one of the reasons I was excited to do this is because like maybe even like off the podcast or the mic, like I've heard you and I've seen you. I'm like, this guy's sharp. Like he has good questions. And
with respect, I'm sorry.
No, yeah. I want to say the opposite. I like that. Because I want to be challenged. And I don't want to be right. So if it's challenging, why is that challenging? Like, why is that? Like, could you be, so I like that.
Everyone just wants authenticity. That's what I seek to do sitting in this chair is I seek to have a conversation.
I love that. I love that. Right. I know that's what I'm saying. But yeah. I like the fact that it's sharp because it's like, yeah, He's asking me if I ever, and the answer is absolutely.
Just run away from it.
Absolutely. 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 Part of that was because within myself, and I've healed so much. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, my wife. Thank you, the guys in yeshiva. And they know, the guys know. My family, like everybody, you, this. We run away because we're running away from here. So yeah, like I like wasn't in love with myself. I wasn't in love with me. I wasn't. So yeah, there were times. Now it's much less as I've healed more, so you would think like I'm more responsibility, doing more. It's like I'm able to enjoy myself more. So I'm able to enjoy people more. I'm able to enjoy my wife more. I'm able to enjoy my children more. I'm able to enjoy this. You know, that's why people, why do people drink? Why do people smoke? Why do people, they just want to like, it's sad. It's not sad like, oh, people drink, people. It's sad because it doesn't do what they want it to do. I've said this, I know this might sound funny, like I've said this to the guys many times, like if cocaine did it and drinking did it and actually satisfied you and did it, so I don't know, I'm a pleasure seeker. I like want to be, but it doesn't do it. This does it. Walking with your wife, holding her hand, you know, not because you're in public and you want to hold her hand. I'm not getting into holding your wife's hand in public or not in a religious point. I'm just saying like holding your wife's hand and no one's looking. And then you're just walking with her because you want to hold her hand and you don't even have to have a conversation. Like, oh, that really happens. It used to happen, but my wife, no, you got to work towards it. It's so to answer your question, like, yeah. Do I sometimes just need a vacation and just want to just chill? Of course, I love it. I love to just hang out and just, I don't know, learn. I love learning Torah, Baruch Hashem. I could learn all day and just hang out with my family and just, you know, but I feel that that's very much connected to the more I heal me and the more I tune in with me and my wife, my kids and that, like it really happens.
The word that's coming up a lot.
What?
The word that's coming up a lot I'm hearing is a lot of healing.
Yeah. I'm
curious, what is it? I mean, I've never met you before. This is our first time meeting.
Right.
And I know that, you know, you had in Baltimore and Shriyashav and in Israel.
Right.
I don't know your life more than anyone else really. Is there something that you're thinking about specifically when you're discussing healing that you're healing from? Because you are getting emotional, and you're, you know, I can see that it's really like you're thinking, and you're, when you're talking about healing, was Rabbi Yoni Fisher always like this, or was there a shift?
That's a good question. I don't know if probably other people could probably answer that better than me. About me, like my wife for sure could answer that.
Like or even
my
growing close up, friends like...
growing up. I was definitely like, listen, I grew up in the 80s. I'm old school. We grew up the Holocaust. I grew up, everything was the Holocaust. Me growing, my father's a Holocaust survivor. I grew up the Holocaust and like old school.
And a lot of baggage comes from that.
Again, not very motivated to be successful and be something and accomplish, which is great. It's great. It's great. I don't know if something happened. You know, I think it's really my neshama. It's funny. I like what you're asking because I don't look at it so much healing as it's like loving and connecting. Even though the word connecting is a tough word, but like accepting, giving space. Like I come from I grew up in a very motivated home and a very, you know, you have to be successful. You have to be this, which was great. My parents, Bli Ayin Hara, my parents didn't speak Lashon Hara at home. We didn't speak Lashon Hara, not because of, you know, learning Hilchos Lashon Hara. My parents were good people. I didn't grow up like focus, Yoni, you could, you know, like greatness. You could be whatever you can be. My father, one of my favorite lines from my father is, if you think you can, where if you think you can't, you are right. If you believe you can, you believe you can, you're right. Like, you know, I don't know. I guess my neshama was always very sensitive to people and feelings. I guess I was very sensitive. I am still very sensitive. So maybe that's what you're, so it's not so much, I don't, it's funny that you're, that I don't know why I'm getting like a little triggered by the healing thing. Can I talk a little bit? Can I say why I think a little? This is good. I think the reason why I don't like that, because the healing sounds like, you know, it sounds like, you know, this guy is healthy and this guy is not healthy. Like we all have pieces of us that need to heal. We all have pieces of us that need more love and compassion. Yes, we need to also learn. I'm not even sure. I think naturally.
Is it?
I think it's natural, Nachi. I think a kid who feels good is naturally wants to run. I never thought, we didn't think about this as kids. I want to run. I want to do sports. Yeah, okay. If your father beats you up and your father is verbally abusive, if your mother beats you up and is verbally abusive, so yeah, that's really gonna damage you. So I'm not talking, yeah, you're right. That's gonna damage you. But if you're raising a family and you're spending time and you're trying, nothing's perfect. You're not gonna be perfect. If we can create our homes to be loving, our schools to be loving, and loving doesn't mean you could stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning. Loving, I'm not talking about a teenager who already was rocked. I'm talking about us building homes, us building relationships, husband and wife. If I could build a home in my home, we don't speak Lashon Hara, not because we're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara. I learn every day. I tell all the guys when they get married, they ask me, what do I have in my home? I say, purity of speech. They know, everyone knows this. Purity of speech at supper table, Shabbos table, we don't speak Lashon Hara. We don't speak Lashon Hara. We don't speak about other people. We don't speak about other people. I don't want my home to be a home that speaks about other people. I don't want my schools to be a place that we're speaking about other people. So when we do that, so it's such a, so much like, oh, we all have to heal from the, yes, also, again, I'll have to, you're good, Nachi. I have to figure out what the, it is true that we all, Refuah is the Averis, it's Haroife. I don't know the exact pasuk, but it's Hasoleach lechol avanoichi and Haroife mikol. It's a lush of Refuah, Vishav Virafa. It's, you do. We're not wrong and bad. We have parts of us that are hurting. When I healed certain things within me and I accepted certain things inside of me, so then it made it easier for me, right? Midas, it made it easier for me to love, made it easier for me to learn, made it easier for me to do ruchnias.
I would imagine there's a lot of people listening who, both young and old, who have a strong aversion to unpacking that process. And it could be on the outside they're appearing healthy, and you know, they're walking the walk, talking the talk, everything's fine. But like that boy that came to you in your office, deep inside, they're really, really struggling and broken, trying to keep up this facade. What would you say if that person was sitting in front of you and they didn't have the courage to start the process of really figuring their stuff out?
Right. I would say to that, that's a great question. I would say that people look at it like extreme. Like either I'm all together or I'm totally broken and I'm messed up. I think that it's like people think in therapy. I tell this to guys when you go to therapy, you think, oh, I'm afraid to open up to the therapist. Yeah, because you think you gotta sit there and like throw up all of like every dark secret that you had and all the emotional. So it's like, who would want to do that? I wouldn't want to do that either. There are times in therapy where I was like, I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. It's too intense. I would say little by slowly. Just, it's like, I love telling guys, a guy said once on a date, he said, I'm so not open. Someone said like, I'm so not open. I have trouble being open. I said, that's a very open thing to say to somebody.
Yeah.
So people think being open and healing. So I guess, okay, let me, I think I'm hearing. Nachi's asking, and tell me if I'm getting this right. You're asking a great question. You're like, there's a whole group of people out there, which I don't live in that world, but I guess you're more aware than I am, that are like, well, these guys, this whole new movement of just like giving hugs and loves, and everybody can, don't wear a yarmulke, put on earrings, do what you want, it's all okay, don't keep Shabbos, right? No, go get a job, go get yourself together, go blah, blah, blah. Move on versus move in, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit, is that like, yeah. That a little bit?
Definitely, yeah, definitely touches upon like the beginning, yeah.
Oh, there's a different, there's no, there's, right. So I think part of it is like that, because I look at that, it's the same person. I think that same person who can't just say, you know what, like I have something that I have something that bothers me. That doesn't mean my life is a wreck. That doesn't mean that everything is a wreck. I think that's what it is. It's like I'm either perfect or I have all these problems. How about like I'm human? How about I'm human? And I'm human. And Ein Tzadik Baras Asher Yaseh Tov Lo Yechta. So I get hurt by things and I have hurt from my child. What childhood is perfect? Who doesn't have, I don't have any trauma from child. That's impossible. I'm not a perfect parent. How would I be? Am I? And no parent is a perfect parent. And no child is a perfect child. Meaning, they start off. I'm thinking, everyone makes mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. So I think when we just say like everyone just, how about like, get, I don't want to say like get off your high horse a little bit, but like a little bit. I know that's a little rough.
It's okay.
But it's, it's sort of like, I think one of the tzaddikim had that with the letter where someone wrote, I have this problem, and I have this problem, I have this problem, this problem. He circled the eyes, right? And he's like, that's your problem. Like, I had a tough day. You had a tough day. There's something wrong with you? No, I had a tough day. It's hard for me to get up in the morning. Yeah, it's hard for me to get up in the morning sometimes. What's the big deal? Sometimes my wife, you know, not my wife. My wife's perfect, but I'm saying somebody could say to their wife or their husband, like, yeah, you're not listening and you're not treating me or your child. I have this all the time. My children are probably going to be upset that I'm saying this on the podcast, like classic Tati. He's saying it on the podcast, but like, I know that I don't spend enough time. I'm very busy. I'm a public person a little bit. And I am wrong and I'm guilty of that. That's hard. And I'm wrong. And I'm wrong about that. And I have to work on that. I'm not good at that. And especially if one of my children is quality time, that's really a primary love language. That hurts. That hurts. So my advice, just to answer your question, would be like little by slowly. You don't have to go to therapy if you're scared of therapy. You don't have to do that. Start with something little, like I'm bothered by something. There's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't have to be like a whole major.
Yeah. I'm going to pull up a few questions that we have, like audience members that submit questions through like Meaningful Minute Plus. So I'm going to pull that up and.
Okay, great.
Listen, that's usually where the good ones are. I'm just letting you know. This is a good one. What's it like to look into someone's eyes and know they've given up and still believe in them more than they believe in themselves?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Thank you for watching. There is an extra 25 minutes of content from this episode for our Meaningful Minute Plus members. I asked Rabbi Fisher questions from the Meaningful People game. And in addition to that, I have questions sent in from you, the Plus members out there. If you want to become a Plus member, yes, you can get access to this right now. If you enjoyed this episode, there's so much more from it that you can hear. Head to mmplus.org, become a member today, and get access to so much more content from this podcast and really all of our podcasts, including the one-on-one with Rabbi Fisher. So go ahead and do that now. Thank you so much for watching this episode. If you made it all the way to the outro, you know the drill. Just leave a comment down below on YouTube saying, hey, I made it to the outro and this is what I thought. Just leave any thoughts on this episode and you're going to be entered to win a raffle of $200. Yes, that is so simple and so easy. So go ahead and do that. I want to let you know that if you are not a Plus member of Meaningful Minute, let's go. mmplus.org live streams all week. Adriana, Tzipora Grodko, Yossi Ben Shushan, Rabbi Ari Ben Shushan, myself, Rabbi Shaf. Every week there's different live streams, there's different content, there's more content that is constantly being uploaded. And we are such a strong community so far. please join us. We have a brand new dedicated app, Meaningful Mana Plus. Join us today at 2mmplus.org. Become a member, whether monthly, annually, whatever it is that you can do, and join us. So much content is being created there for you. I really hope you will enjoy. I hope you will join. And once again, a shout out to Roy Fisher. Thank you so much for coming in for this episode. His Bachram are amazing. His students are incredible. And his Mahalach is just really, really special. So thank you, Rabbi Fisher. Thank you, the boys at Rabbi Fisher's Yeshiva. And yeah, what can I say? The basketball game, who won, who lost? I guess you got to go check it out. Have a great week, guys.